Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Everyone, what's going on? Dan Bach, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix podcast here for you on this Thursday. Hopefully things going well in your world as we're one day closer to the Super Bowl. And of course, Daily Fantasy actually relevant this year with the Super Bowl. So again, if you're trying to get an edge on the competition for some of those DFS contests and you're a premium subscriber, check out the Big Game Bundle. If you're not a premium sub, guess what? You can get that package for, I think, like $5, and we'll give you insight in all different factors of the games over on FanDuel and DraftKings, and also got into a little bit of betting props the other day. I actually went one further and guaranteed a betting prop out there, and I was so confident in it that if the betting prop does not come through, that I would refund your $5 on that contest. So, but you got to show me that you actually bet it. That's the little trick. So you can find out what that is in the video I did with Killabee and Dean. That's a part of that package. It's a premium again for you NFL and just monthly subscribers here at Roto Grinders. Today, we're going to get into NBA today. Should be a quick little podcast. Not that many games, not too many injuries to look over. So, that's going to be the focus of the show for you on this Thursday. So if you're grinding NBA, get ready. I want to thank our friends over at Fantasy Draft. And we always tell you, and it means a lot to us too, to have these sites sponsor free content. Because again, everything as you've seen, like the wave of content is subscriptions, premium. You know, you see it in everyday life. I mean, whether it's, you know, YouTube Red, whether it's Netflix, like just the subscription model is where everything is headed. So I love the fact that we've got sponsors like Fantasy Draft that allow us to bring you things still for free here on Roto Grinders, and we want to keep it that way. So the best way for that to happen is for you to head on over to their site, play a couple of games, check out their experience, and I do think you'll enjoy it. Definitely a nice departure from what you have over on FanDuel and DraftKings, and good people as well in the industry. So check them out if you haven't done so. Fantasydraft.com. Make sure you always go through our links. And when you do that, you're eligible to for like different promos that we run exclusively for those people who sign up. So like this weekend, or not this weekend, but for the next couple of weeks, we are going to be running, next couple of months really, we're going to be running this Road to Augusta, where if you play golf over there and you're a referral from Roto Grinders or Tour Junkies, then guess what? You get to go to Augusta, potentially, if your name gets picked. But you get the entries based on if you're playing in their weekly contest. So check that out. We've got more details there on that promo as well. Road to Augusta. Never been. I need to put that on the bucket list. So who knows? Maybe this is the year. We'll see. But check them out, good friends, over at Fantasy Draft. All right, today we like to break down on this very podcast, position by position. Try and get you in and out today, since it's, I think, pretty straightforward build. All right, let's get to it. Point guard spot here tonight. Again, I use FanDuel as the positional and the basis for kind of the salaries, but I always talk about Fantasy Draft and DraftKings as well. All right, we started out, and I think there's, you know, the big injury situation we need to see is who's actually going to play for Memphis. Now, we know Tyreke Evans is not going to play until the trade deadline has passed, so he is out. But we don't know if Chalmers is going to come back and play. Again, a bunch of guys sat out yesterday, and I think that's going to dictate maybe some of the ways we go today. Now, if Chalmers would be in the lineup today, he's actually really interesting based on his salary at 3.7K on FanDuel. 4,500 on DraftKings, probably a pass. 8,600 on Fantasy Draft, probably a pass. But FanDuel in particular, you know, he definitely pops if he's in that lineup for us today. But I think that's something we're not going to know until later. We've got Russell Westbrook today at 12.3. I think we can fit him. there's definitely a couple of value spots for us on this slate. And, you know, that's a big, big price to pay. But he's just has incredible upside in going against Denver, who is just absolutely miserable versus the point guard position. I mean, our projection on him today is 58 fantasy points. That is an absolute ton. I think there's a case to be made. Maybe you don't need to do that in your GPP tournaments today. Maybe go a little bit more fair and balanced on this slate. Unless, of course, incredible value opens up in numerous spots, then that's just going to, you know, kind of be tough to do. Kind of like we saw the other night with James Harden in that slate where there was all that value out there. It was just kind of a lock and load that a Stars and Scrub lineup was going to win, and sure enough that it did. But on a slate that's a little bit smaller today, I don't know if we're going to have as much value. And I think you can make that case. In cash games, you're never doing anything wrong playing Russell Westbrook. And you look at his position, I think there's you know, definitely a few options for us, but he is way better than everybody else that we have at this spot. Now, Lowry gets Washington here tonight. I like the projection at 38 fantasy points for us. If he gets there, if I knew he was going to score 38 fantasy points today, I'd probably lock him in at 7,400. But that's also a threshold that he hasn't hit the last couple of games, 31, 32, 17, 23. So you're looking four consecutive games against teams that aren't great on defense. Minnesota versus the point guard, not great. Lakers versus the point guard, not great. Utah's just fine. And then Atlanta's pretty terrible as well. You know, obviously coming up until the All-Star break, you know, I don't know, fatigue setting in or what, but again, players go through these stretches, and it seems like the Raptors are kind of going through a stretch because DeRozan hasn't been great either. But Washington's a team that at times just does not care to play defense at all. And it wouldn't shock me one bit to see Kyle Lowry have a good game today. Moderately priced on all the sites today. I think he's definitely in play, even in cash games for us tonight, because I think there's some certainty there. Now, the value option across from him in that game is going to be Satoransky, who finally got up to 30 minutes last game, did not make a single basket, yet still got you 24 fantasy points. So that's encouraging. Makes you want to believe like he's probably going to score a basket more times than not in 30 minutes. And, you know, he kind of made value there at 4,600 on DraftKings, 49 on FanDuel, 9,500 on Fantasy Drafts, a little bit high for me. But he's in the player pool. I'd prefer him over Tim Frazier if I'm choosing either of those two guys. And Jeff Teague's salary is just way down right now at 58 on FanDuel, 55 DraftKings, and 10-8 on Fantasy Draft. And he still played over 30 minutes in three of the last four games, but 24, 26, 12. Just the offense not really flowing through him at all here. I think he's a risky play even at this salary. And especially against Milwaukee, who's usually pretty good defensively against point guards. And speaking of Milwaukee, Eric Bledsoe likely not to play today, so take note of that as well in your lineups. I think Deontay Murray is so interesting. I talked him up the other day, and I saw that he scored 0 points. And I said to myself, damn, you know, you tout this guy up. He doesn't score you a basket. All your listeners are going to hate you. And then I looked at his fantasy points, and he scored 30 fantasy points. He didn't score a point. He had 0 free throws, 0 for 4 from the field, and he scored you 30 FanDuel points. And normally you'd be like, well, what was it, 5 steals? No, all he got was 2 blocks, no steals. This guy is just legit when it comes to the rebounding numbers. 13 last game, 7 assists. It's not an outlier. And he gets a game here against Houston, which, yeah, they're pretty good defensively versus the point guard, especially if Chris Paul plays, but also a team that plays way up in tempo here for the Spurs. So I think he's definitely a guy I'm willing to roster. 6,300 on FanDuel. It's not going to make him a popular play. Under 6 on DraftKings and 11.5 on Fantasy Draft. We saw him at 37 fantasy points just this last game versus Sacramento before Denver matchup. And yeah, like I'm into some Murray today because I think he's earned his place in this lineup. And I like the tempo of this game. So I'm into him today at 6'3". I probably am into him even a little bit more than Ish Smith, who I know played well last game, but that was a great matchup going against Cleveland, who is just dreadful defensively. They were shorthanded to begin with after the trade. Now we get Blake Griffin into the mix. I'm a little bit leery to kind of go back to too many of these Detroit pieces because I don't know how that's going to shake out here today. Looking at the salaries, 62 over there on FanDuel. I think I'll pass there. 55 on DraftKings and 10-7 on Fantasy Drafts is a little bit easier, I think, to stomach. So, not one of my favorite plays on the slate, but, you know, certainly could be playable. Jamal Murray against Oklahoma City, a huge upside in this cat, but also a guy who is usually all over the map in terms of his fantasy production. But look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of his last six games, he's been over 30 fantasy points, and he's 5,700 on DraftKings and 6,800 on FanDuel. So this is a tough DVP matchup here versus Russell Westbrook, but they get him at home, could have some shootout potential, might want to get up for this one. Definitely a guy I'm rolling in my player pool for tournaments. I just am not completely comfortable with him in cash games today. And even as Chris Paul plays, I'm probably not going there today just because I'm worried about the number of minutes that he is going to get. Okay, over at shooting guard, you know, I actually think James Harden is going to be kind of under-owned here today because there's going to be so many options at this position, particularly on FanDuel where you don't have flexibility, that, like, I think so many more people are going to go to Giannis and Westbrook. So it's weird saying coming off like a 100 fantasy point game that he's going to be under-owned, but I think he probably is because we've got Wayne Selden, who is looking like the top price per dollar guy on this slate. And he's 3,600 on FanDuel. Gimme price tag there, 4K on DraftKings, 74 on Fantasy Draft. Now, I do get nervous at Wayne Selden chalk night because that can certainly blow up in one's face. But the dude's looked pretty good. He's a great player there in college in Kansas. And I like what I've seen from him. You know, aggressive offensively, 14 and 12 shot attempts each of the last two games. And I think he's earned the right to kind of be on the floor here. And I expect it to continue. Now, admittedly, the last two games were against Indiana and Phoenix. Like, those are tremendous matchups for Memphis. Today, they get Detroit. We don't have a total on this game, but I'll be curious to see where it checks in at. But he's so cheap on FanDuel, I have a tough time not plugging him in my lineups because if he goes off, you're pretty much screwed if you don't have him, because ultimately you know that one of the big guns, whether it's Westbrook, Harden, Giannis, if they go off, you're toast. You got no chance because those plays are going to be extremely correlated on the slate. So that's the danger that you have on that one. But, you know, if he checks in at, you know, 45% ownership, yeah, you know, if you want to get frisky in a GPP, especially a high, you know, variant one with 1,000, you know, 10,000, 50,000 people in it, yeah, you could fade Wayne Selden. Might not be the end of the world, but in cash games, you kind of got to play him. Now, Malcolm Brogdon, he's probably going to draw the start here today with no Eric Bledsoe. I'm not in love with this. You know, it's funny because Meansy, who I have like the utmost respect for, love the guy. He's really good at what he does. Has one of the toughest jobs really at the company right now, doing that crunch time video right before roster lock. But I question a little bit because he had Brogdon into his core plays to start the day. And I'm not sure I really agree with that. Now, Minnesota, they're not great versus the point guard. I get that. But this, you know, Brogdon's kind of been in this role somewhat before. You know, Eric Bledsoe wasn't with this team all that long. And just because he might step in to get three or four more minutes, I don't think that ups him enough to be a guy that I believe is a core play for our lineups today. I think that production goes to Giannis. I think it goes to Middleton and not so much to Malcolm Brogdon. And if he was sitting at like 4K, I'd be like, okay, yeah, let's do it. But he's 5,400 on FanDuel, 53 DraftKings, 11.5 on Fantasy Draft. I'm not enamored. Now, to be fair, he did adjust accordingly and took him out in favor of Wayne Selden. Oh, I just gave you a peek behind the paywall there. So shame on me. But I think that I'm not in love with him at that price point. I'd much rather get a Chris Middleton today at 7,500. I think he is going to be locked in for a great role here. Now, potentially could draw some Jimmy Butler defense, but he has been absolutely as steady as can be, and I think he's going to see a few more shots today. Will Barton as well, particularly on DraftKings. Like, DraftKings hates Denver players. He's 1,100 cheaper on DraftKings than he is FanDuel. So at 5,500, you're going to see him in an absolute ton of lineups. And with no Roberson in that lineup, I'm not sure he's going to, you know, get a particularly tough defender here today. We'll see. But I like some Will Barton here in my lineups. And then you've got Bradley Beal, DeMar DeRozan. I feel DeRozan's going to have like a breakout game here soon enough. And this one could be it. I guess he kind of did last game where he got back into the 40s. But, you know, there was that run there earlier this season where he was like, you know, in the 50s, had like a 70 fantasy point game. There's a 60. I'm looking through the logs. He was like steadily in the mid 40s, like night in, night out. And, you know, his salary got up to 8,900, 9,100. And we get him today at 78 on DraftKings, 84 over on FanDuel. So I think he's interesting, especially in any sort of game stack there against Washington. 214 total is not terrible. A one-off in cash, I don't know if he works, but again, if you go to that fair and balanced lineup like I talked about, he's a guy who could perform for you. And then, you know, Eric Gordon, I think we can go back to the well with him a little bit here, especially if Paul is out because, yeah, he sucked. You know, he left the game, only played 10 minutes. But if he's back, if they say, you know what, his back's fine, it was just a little bit of a, I don't know, spasm or something like that, nobody is going to play this guy. So you're not playing him in cash games at 54 and 64 and 12-6. But one-off in tournaments, he's a guy who's just going to garner zero ownership. We saw Mike Henry get a little bit more run, 22 minutes last game. Mike with a Y. I always like that. Mike with a Y. I'm trying to think, like, what would be the alternative hip way to spell Dan? I mean, how I'm trying to think, if anybody has something, like, let me know. How would you spell Dan that would be like Mike with a Y? I mean, double N at the end? Like, there's not a cool way to spell Dan, which is unfortunate. It's a cool way to spell Mike with a Y. I'm probably not playable. DraftKings, he's 3,100. FanDuel 36. I think I just mentioned him because I liked his name so much, to be fully honest with you. But Wayne Seldon's the guy who's going to drive a ton of ownership, especially with some of the big pieces we have out there. Over at small forward today, you can go back to Memphis too with Dylan Brooks, but look at the player notes we've got on him. Questionable for today's game. Tweaked his knee on Monday, and we know that this team, you know, on a back-to-back, they might handle him with kid gloves, but played well against Indiana. 33 fantasy points, 19 shot attempts, and, you know, if he's in the lineup, I think he's absolutely viable today because we kind of saw the role that he's going to play with this team. So 4K, 44 DraftKings, 85 on Fantasy Draft. Again, different tempo game than we had against Indiana, but should be all right potentially here at that price point. Giannis, he's great. If you want to play him, no problem there. I'm not buying Stanley Johnson. I know last game dude went ham bone, but salary just went from 3,900 to 54 on DraftKings, 43 to 52 on FanDuel, and 81 to 10-4 on Fantasy Draft. Do you want to chase Stanley Johnson points? Go right ahead. Give me Kelly Oubre at 600 cheaper, but probably not playing Oubre either. I prefer Paul George. I'm a sucker for Paul George because I feel like he can get there in so many different ways. And on DraftKings at 7,500, that's just too cheap. 700 more over there on DK, 13-4 on FanDraft. Yes, please. So love me some Paul George today. I think he's a rock for my lineups tonight. Otto Porter's played well last time out as well. And again, FanDuel, he's up there at 71. On DraftKings, Porter's at 66. He's coming off back-to-back pretty solid games, 43, 31. Not the best matchup in the world against Toronto. I don't know. I think it's going to kind of depend on Dylan Brooks, you know, where his status is. I prefer Paul George at, you know, 1,100 more, but nothing wrong with Otto Porter tonight. So, yeah, that's where I stand on him. Okay, other small forwards. And by the way, I actually had to pause the recording to sneeze. I'm full disclosure on this show. All things. You didn't even know it. But I had to tell, like, what was going on if that edit sounded a little bit weird. Besides that, small forward, yeah, I don't know where else we're really going here today. Reggie Bullock, again, he's 4,700, 5K. Had a nice game last time out. And I actually think I'd rather play him than Stanley Johnson. There's also some talk that Stanley Johnson potentially could get traded. And I did bypass Jimmy Butler. Again, if you're fair and balanced on DK and you're not going to play the big dogs, you know, playing a Jimmy Butler and playing a Paul George is a fine lineup build potentially today. So I've got nothing wrong with that. All right, power forward here tonight. Markieff Morris versus Taj Gibson. I think I'm on team Markieff. I just feel like he's got greater upside. I feel like he's got more responsibility to score with John Wall out for the foreseeable future. And we've seen that in three consecutive games. So really like his salary today. You know, FanDuel, you got to play two of them. He's probably going to be one of the highest owned guys out there. He's cheaper on FanDuel than DraftKings, 12-3 on fantasy draft. So I'm fine with him today. And like, the question is, what do we do with like Blake Griffin? First game here with Detroit, we don't know how many minutes he's going to play. We don't know what kind of role he's going to play. Yeah, DraftKings makes it tempting at 7,900 because that's a really cheap price tag. He went from 86, 89, 9K down to 79 today against Memphis. Now, maybe not the best matchup he's going to have all season. First game with a new team. All that are things that we've got to like consider here. Personally, I'd rather probably play LaMarcus Aldridge against Houston for just 200 more on FanDuel. Let's see on DraftKings. Aldridge is usually a bit cheaper there. Yeah, he's like 200 cheaper on DraftKings too. Probably rather go there, although his first game versus Houston was not particularly good. I'm going to make a bad guess because, again, full disclosure, like XM the other night, I made this sweeping declaration that we've got Karl Anthony Towns narrative night. He's a Canadian going to play in Toronto. Turns out he's not Canadian. Like, oh man, that's not good. Like, that's a real big screw up there. Admittedly, like Jamal Murray, Trey Lyles, like there's a bunch of Kentucky guys who are Canadian. I just had the wrong one. So I'm a little nervous saying this, but I want to say he's from Houston. He's from Texas. But do we get like that narrative? Like his home, you know, he plays in San Antonio. Like he is a Texas guy. So I might be Dallas, might be Houston. I don't know. But regardless, too cheap on DraftKings at 77 in a pace-up game. 89 on FanDuel. He's going to be low under tournaments, but I don't think he's making my cash game lineup. Keep our eye on Jarrell Martin as well. Didn't perform particularly great last time out, and the price didn't go up at all on DraftKings at 47. In fact, it went down, but he still played 32 minutes, got 7 shots. The other categories were a little bit down, but I like him if he's going to start. We know Jamichael Green is out, so I think he's a decent play over there on DK. And how about Carmelo back in Denver? I don't think we can say revenge narrative because he hadn't played in Denver in like 12 years, maybe. But I'll tell you what is encouraging. Last three games, 21, 16, 21 shots. Find me a guy on DraftKings at 5,800 who's taking that many shots. You ain't going to find it. So I think he's playable. Again, players in that game are kind of cheap because you got the Denver side that's underpriced. And then Carmelo and Paul George, I think, are fairly underpriced. The crazy thing is the best matchup, you know, DVP-wise, statistical, is going to be Russell Westbrook tonight. But again, he's hard to fit into your team sometimes. All right, I think that covers most of that position. Let's get to center here real quick and call it a show. Capella's down under 7K on FanDuel. I don't know if he's been there for a while. Let's see. Yeah, he was at 7,500, 7,800, now down to 67. It's been a while since I said it. There's some meat on the Clint Capella bone tonight, boys and girls. So at 6,700 on FanDuel, I don't hate it. 68 over on DraftKings. You know, they're usually a little bit cheaper over there anyway. The drop-off was from 7 to 68 over there, 12-5 on Fantasy Draft, where you can play as many centers as you'd like. Marc Gasol, really nice game for him, I believe, last time out. Let's see, yeah, 46 fantasy points last night. This is a back-to-back. This is a third and four games. This is kind of an older player. Be careful. He's fine, but he's not like a plug-and-play by any standard today. You've got Jokic, who's too cheap on DraftKings. Like, there's a lot of centers. Like, you want to play on DraftKings, you can play a couple centers. You want to play in fantasy draft, like four or five centers tonight. Jokic at 8,100 on DK, 14.5 on fantasy draft's a joke. Like, just play him at that number today. Karl Anthony Towns, another spot where this dude should just eat against Milwaukee, 8,700. Yeah, I like him a whole lot here tonight. Let's see, last game against Milwaukee, 22 points and 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Gave you 39 fantasy points. You want your guarantee of the day. He's going to have more than 5 rebounds here tonight. So Cat kind of got the night off against Toronto. Didn't have to do much heavy lifting that day. Played 28 minutes. I think he comes back with a big effort today. He might be one of my favorite plays on the slate at 8,700. So DraftKings, that's 8,700. FanDuel, 93. But I like him better than most. You know, Drummond versus Gasol, not totally excited about this. Dude's a beast, though. You know, was not going to play against Cleveland for a while, and then comes back and gives us the old Barbara Walters 2020 game, 21 points, 22 rebounds, 71 fantasy points. So I'm not that concerned about matchup for him. But you don't know, again, how is he going to mesh there with Blake Griffin. Should be fine. I mean, Griffin played with a somewhat similar type player in DeAndre Jordan. But, you know, might not get 17 rebounds. He might get 12. We'll see. But he's priced up at 10-2. Give me Towns on FanDuel for like almost $1,000 cheaper. And nothing wrong with Steven Adams as well. I mean, this guy, I've mentioned it here many times on the show. Guy's just a beast. And on DraftKings, he feels just too cheap at 6,300. 37, 39, 28, 31. I mean, guy's a high floor. 42, 37, 36. Love me some Steven Adams. You know, really a great fit for Russell Westbrook, to be honest with you. And it's funny. Like, you hear, like, other players talk about him, and they're, like, amazed at how strong this guy is. Like, he is just maybe the strongest guy in the NBA. It's amazing, because coming out of Pitt, I'm not going to lie, I'm like, here comes Myers Leonard part two, and couldn't be more wrong there. Steven Adams, pretty legit player. FanDuel at 7K, it's probably priced right there. DraftKings, some good value in him tonight. All right, that's it. I'm out of here. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. Thanks to you for being a part of what we do at Roto Grinders. Thanks so much for the download. Leave us a review on iTunes. You know, I don't mention that enough. Like, it's good for you to do that. It makes me feel good to know that you guys leaving me some feedback over there on iTunes. Obviously, you can leave some comments here on the Roto Grinders page as well. And hopefully you find this podcast useful. Again, things change throughout the day. We usually have the updates on XM, but guess what? It's Super Bowl Thursday and Friday. So they said, Roto Grinders, sorry, not today. We got to go to Radio Row. So we're out on XM for tonight and Friday, back on Monday. Regular scheduled programming. So, you know, try the old crunch time with Andy Means today. He'll take care of you right before roster lock. And till, I guess, next week, because we got Man Going for you on Friday. I'll be back on Monday. Have a great night. Enjoy the Super Bowl this weekend. And we will see you.